The number of new COVID cases yesterday dropped below the 5,000 mark for the first time in 3 months. So a positive sign, I guess. But the majority of new cases are now thought to be the more transmissible BA2 subvariant of Omicron. And with winter just around the corner, experts are warning people not to get too complacent because a second wave could be on the way. Joining me now is University of Otago Public Health Epidemiologist Professor Michael Baker. Morena, Professor. Hey, look, so, yeah, where were we? 4,990 cases yesterday, obviously well below that. I mean, we were up around 20,000 in March, weren't we? How do you assess, based on that, the state of the current outbreak?
Yeah, well, it's always good to look at the moving average because, of course, cases bounce up and down from day to day. And the trend is now a plateau and starting to move upwards. And case numbers in Auckland have risen by about 75% in the last 4 weeks. And I think the modelling is showing that we're likely to see quite a big upsurge over winter. So that's at the moment, there are more forces favouring the virus than holding it back.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned winter. What effect is that going to have? Are we going to see sort of a sharp, sudden uptick?
Well, there's a whole lot of things going on, but certainly in winter, people, as we know, are indoors, and there's the respiratory infections are transmitted much more easily. And obviously, we're then combining with the effects of influenza and RSV and all these other respiratory infections that will just make it a bit harder to diagnose whether you have COVID-19 or something else.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we go to monkeypox? Of course, this is sort of starting to circulate, not here, thankfully, but in places like Europe. It hasn't gone haywire just yet. But what do you know about this?
Yes, well, look, this is a fascinating disease in the same family, of course, as smallpox and cowpox. And it's common in parts of Africa. They have thousands of cases a year in Nigeria and the Congo and other countries there. And we see cases arriving or travelling out of Africa every year. But this outbreak is really unusual because this is by far the largest outbreak we've seen outside Africa. And the really distinctive thing is that there's transmission happening in high-income Western countries, which hasn't been documented before like this. It's transmitting to a range of countries, and there appears to be some asymptomatic transmission. So that's a concern.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of where this sits on the scale of concern for you, are we going to see it here? What's the likelihood of that? What are you expecting?
Well, it's really hard to tell at the moment. I mean, we could expect to see cases here at some stage, but overall, this is not a huge health threat at present. Based on the information we have, it's far less transmissible, obviously, than something like COVID-19, and the outcome is not particularly severe with this infection. I mean, we have one of the clades, it's called the West African variant, and it has a fatality risk of about 1% in Africa. But in countries where there's really good healthcare, it's far less dangerous than that. So it's definitely something we need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, for sure. Just briefly, third doses. Most of us would have had those, well over 6 months ago now. So what's your view on a fourth dose, and what's the state of play on that at the moment? Where are things at with getting that up and running?
Well, I know government's talked about a fourth dose for people who are more vulnerable, so older people and people with immune suppressive illness. And I think that's very likely. They were thinking about being quite strategic with this dose, as it's been described publicly, perhaps rolling it out in June boost people's immunity just before winter.
Yeah.
And there's a wider question, of course, about when the wider population might need a booster. And yeah, so that's still being looked at.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Dr. Baker. Appreciate your time as always.